Welcome back to Simon Field, where there is a pitching change for the D.C. Everest Evergreens as we move to the top of the fifth inning. Ryan Kell is coming in to pitch in relief of Sean Lutke. Lutke will stay in the game and will move to right field, and it is Austin Solomon who will come out of the ballgame. Solomon was the starting right fielder for the Evergreens. We will total up and close the pitching line on Sean Lutke as we move through the top of the fifth inning. Lutke leaves the game on the losing end of this 6-0 score right now, although only three of these six runs were earned. Sean Lutke allowed five hits in his four innings of work. Let's see, Lutke struck out four Red Raiders, and he allowed two walks. Lutke also committed a throwing error and a wild pitch. So new pitcher Ryan Kell to take on Brady Jackin. Jackin is 0 for 2, and the first pitch is strike 1. It is Ryan Kell pitching here. Alex Kell was pitching last night. Alex Kell did not take a decision in the ball game, but figured in that seventh inning where Walsall West came back. It was one of his wild pitches that allowed the game-tying run to score, although the run was charged to Brady Burrell. Pitch there is wide. It's one ball, one strike. Evergreen Sports brought to you by Intercity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank says, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Pitch is on the inside corner. That's strike two to Brady Jackin. Evergreens have stranded two men in scoring position in this game where they've been shut out so far. Got Wyatt Brown over to third base and could get him no closer. Got Zach Hancock over to second base back in the third inning and was unable to bring him around, too. Pitch there is down low. It's two balls and two strikes. First game of a doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio. Walsall East baseball in the wings. They're up north to Rhinelander. Would you believe the Hodags have played only two games so far this season? They were scheduled to play against D.C. Everest on Saturday, a game that got rained out. Pitch is fouled back here. It's two balls and two strikes. Yeah, what an unusual season, you know, with this late arriving spring and then all the wet weather in the last week or so. The Hodags played one road game. It was a five-inning loss where they were no-hit against Spash. And they got in a game last Friday against Tomahawk and lost. Rhinelander is a baseball team that's played a total of 12 innings, and we are 4 weeks into the season. Pitch from Ryan Kell is up high, and the count goes full now to Brady Jackin. He is leading off the top of the fifth inning, and the Evergreens need this out. Pitch is strike three called on the outside corner. And Brady Jackin is a strikeout victim for the second time in the ballgame. Casey Esselman is ready to bat. Esselman is 2 for 2 and has not hit the ball out of the infield. Nubber up the third baseline that was unable to be thrown over to first in time. And then a ground ball to the right side where the first baseman fielded, but the pitcher did not cover in time. So that's Casey Esselman. Looked like line drives in the box score. First pitch is over for a strike. Esselman has also come around to score both times that he reached. And here comes Ryan Kell's 0-1 pitch. It's up a little bit high. It's one ball and one strike. The Evergreens, really, it's kind of getting late here as we move through the middle innings. We are playing the top of the fifth now with Wisconsin Rapids leading 6-0. Brady Burrell, Austin Solomon, and Alex Kell are scheduled to bat. There's a fly ball on the infield. Drifting over towards the line is third baseman Cody Cocker. He makes the catch in fair territory, and that's the second out. Wisconsin Rapids played small ball for their first run back in the second inning. They had a 1-0 lead until the fourth game. That run got moved around in part thanks to an error. Sacrifice bunt to move the runner over to third, and then a sacrifice fly to center field to bring him in. The fourth inning, though, was sloppy. The Evergreens committed two more errors, and Wisconsin Rapids was able to string consecutive hits together. Back three hits with two outs to bring five runs across. Here's Matt White, who stands to be the winning pitcher. He's taking his turn to bat now, and the pitch is outside for ball one. White's a left-handed thrower and a left-handed batter as well. Gets underneath that one. line in foul territory. It's out of play. One ball and one strike. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. The Evergreen Bats have indeed gone silent. They've now played eight innings with the Evergreens not scoring. Pitches down low from Ryan Kell. Two balls, one strike. So when you are not a pitching-rich team, and the Evergreens are not, when you're not a good fielding team, and the Evergreens are not, you've got to score a lot of runs. The Evergreens suddenly have not been doing that either. 2-1 pitch coming here, and there's a ground ball to second. Nate Sleaford moves to his left, fields it cleanly, and throws over to first. That's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Ryan Kell. Pretty nice effort there in relief, which is just what the Evergreens needed. Got to get some runs, though. The bottom of the fifth is coming up next. The Evergreens trail Wisconsin Rapids 6-0. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit easylivingmanagement.com.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone & Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Rapids pitcher Matt White is working on a two-hit shutout. He'll face 7, 8, and 9 in the Evergreens batting order in the bottom of the sixth. And Matt White toes the rubber, staked to a 6-0 lead. Evergreens have managed only two hits. They belong to Wyatt Brown and Sean Ludke. And here's Brady Burrell, a strikeout victim his first time up, ready to take his turn. And Burrell, first ball hitting deep in the hole at short, gets through into left field. Brady Burrell leads off the fifth inning with a hit. Brady Burrell's last at-bat kind of figured in a scoring opportunity that was not to be for the Evergreens. Burrell struck out, and the runner at second base, Zach Hancock, had strayed too far from the bag and was caught in a rundown, which brought the inning to an end. An unusual strike him out, throw him out in a rundown kind of play back in that second inning. Well, now the Evergreens have the leadoff man aboard, and here comes a pinch hitter for the Evergreens. First ball hitting, slow roller to second. The only play is going to be to first base. Ryan Kell was the batter, and Ryan Kell in for Austin Solomon. Grounds out, but winds up moving the runner over. And now Alex Kell is going to take his turn. Ryan and Alex are both seniors. And now it is Alex. Alex has showed good range in the field at shortstop. Sometimes his arm has not been as strong as you'd like. Some of those long throws from deep in the hole have been problematic for Alex Kell. Alex Kell's been just fine at the plate, bounced into a fielder's choice first time up. He bats here with one out and a runner on second and takes the first pitch strike from Matt White. Mason Hagenbusher awaits on deck as we'll get to the top of the Evergreens order in this fifth inning. The Evergreens got to chip away at this 6-0 deficit here as we play the bottom of the fifth inning. 0-1 pitch to Kell. Tried to change speeds there and bounced that in the dirt in front of home plate. It's one ball and one strike. Today's Evergreens baseball game is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission, to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Valley Communities Credit Union, visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. And here's a fly ball that is hit to left field. Calling there and making the catch is Casey Esselman, and there are two outs. Esselman made that catch all the way along the left field line. That is our blind spot from our broadcast booth. We know the catch was made by the indication from our umpire. So the Evergreens, who have already left two runners in scoring position, are in danger of doing it for a third time unless Mason Hagenbusher can keep the inning going. Mason, lefty against lefty, bats with two outs and a runner at second base. He is 0 for 2 and takes a strike on the outside corner. Mason Hagenbusher has gotten under both of his outs. He's flied out to center field twice in the ballgame. Wind blowing out to right, and Mason Hagenbusher had that two-run home run in yesterday's game. See if he can do it again here. Takes that on the outside corner. He's down no balls and two strikes in the count. Mason Hagenbusher came into the ballgame hitting 4-19, but in danger of going 0 for 3 unless he can put the ball in play here. Here is the 0-2 pitch. It's a curveball that's bounced badly in front of home plate. Matt White unable to throw that for anywhere near a strike. 1-2. Evergreen scheduled to play Marshfield on Thursday. Should there be rain, of course, that game could be moved to either Friday or Saturday. And here's a ground ball, hard hit to shortstop, and it gets right through the shortstop's legs, Jared Halber, and a run is going to score for the Evergreens. They're finally on the scoreboard. That ball was hit right at the shortstop, Jared Halber, and it went right through the wickets. Going to be an error on the shortstop there, so no RBI. But the Evergreens are finally on the board as Brady Burrell comes in to score, and the Wisconsin Rapids lead is trimmed to 6-1. Let's see if Cody Cocker can keep things going here for the Evergreens. Cocker is 0 for 2. Lefty against lefty. Also, see if Mason Hagenbusher is running here. Off-speed pitch, bounced to second. Second baseman bobbles it briefly. Colton Niemann recovers and throws on to first, and that brings the inning to an end. The Evergreens get a hit, and they do get a run. At the end of five innings, our new score, Wisconsin Rapids 6, D.C. Everest 1, back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tlusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Wisconsin Rapids is on the bat for the top of the sixth inning. The Red Raiders leading 6-1, and Ryan Kell is about to begin his second inning of work in relief of Sean Ludke for the Evergreens. And Ryan Kell retired all three batters that he faced in his first inning of work back in the fifth. Caleb Shore, the third baseman, is going to lead off the sixth inning. And, of course, Ryan Kell's job here is to get a hold, to keep this at a five-run game, and see if his Evergreens can chip away at it in their two at-bats that are remaining in the ballgame. Caleb Shore, sacrifice bunt and a single, so he's one for one. He started off that two-out rally for Wisconsin Rapids, the first of three consecutive hits. Pitches on the outside corner, that's strike one. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Clover Belt Credit Union. Did you know that they were voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference? Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Kell took something off of that and dropped it in for a strike. It's no balls, two strikes. Ryan Kell has looked pretty good in relief here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, And here's a line drive. It's hit deep in the gap to right center field. On his horse and unable to catch up with it is center fielder Wyatt Brown's going to go all the way to the wall. This is a double, trying to stretch it to a triple, and indeed a stand-up triple for Caleb Shore to lead off the eighth inning. He hit that on a line and hit it where they ain't. Even with the speed of Wyatt Brown, he was not going to be able to catch up with that. Up until this point in the ball game, all of the Wisconsin Rapids hits have been singles. And then Caleb Shore greets Ryan Kell with that long triple to right center field to lead off the sixth inning. And just like that, Rapids is 90 feet away from getting back that run that they gave up in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes Colton Niemann. Niemann singled, scored on that throwing error. The Evergreens are going to play the infield in. They're going to try and cut down this run on a ground ball to the infield. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, Colton Niemann. And Wisconsin Rapids had a point back in that fourth inning where they scored five times that they were running at will on Sean Lutke. Lutke's release or delivery not fast enough. Rapids was hit and run and on hit and run swings and misses, they were still able to move that runner over. Here's a swing and a miss too. Colton Niemann, little overactive at that fastball that was up high. So he swung at two high pitches and is down in the count 0-2. There's a runner on third and there's no one out. So, I mean, Niemann, a hit to the outfield, even a fly out to the outfield could bring this run in. Evergreen's infield in pitch is up high, one ball and two strikes. And, of course, Ryan Kell could really help himself with a strikeout here. Late afternoon, we've clouded over. Steady wind blowing out here at Simon Field. Although so far in our ball game, all the balls have stayed in the ballpark. Wisconsin Rapids, I'll tell you, their starting pitcher, Matt White, much improved from what we saw on opening day. Batter asks for time and gets it as Colton Niemann steps out. When he takes that look down at his third base coach, almost wonder if a suicide squeeze or some kind of bunt play might be on here. It's one ball, two strikes. And strike three called on the outside corner. Colton Niemann is down looking. Second strikeout for Ryan Kell. So Niemann failed to put the bat on the ball, and that's what you want to do there with that runner on third base, put the ball in play, because there are a lot of ways for that runner to come home at third. Evergreens will keep the infield in for Nick Jackin. Jackin is 1-for-2. He singled back in that five-run fourth, and he takes a strike. Jackin scored on a throwing error down to third base. Catcher Mason Hagenbusch was trying to cut him down at third, instead threw into the outfield. And that allowed Jackin to get up and come around and score. He's down on the count 0-1 here, and that's a breaking ball that Mason Hagenbusch does a good job blocking, keeping that from going back to the backstop and costing his team a run. It's one ball and one strike. We're in the top of the sixth inning, and Wisconsin Rapids already has a 6-1 lead. They started off this inning with Caleb Shore's triple. He is still at third base, though, and the Evergreens are trying their hardest to keep him there. And now a pickoff throw over to third, and the runner is back. Ryan Kell almost looked like he was not sure if he could fake to third base or not. He threw to third base with a little bit of hesitation. Balk rules say that you can fake to third base or second, not to first. And here's a ground ball to third. Hold the runner, long throw across the diamond, got him, that's the second out. And Cody Cocker's throw was down in the dirt, dug out at first base by Brady Burrell. Nice play there all around. Cody Cocker, good job staying in front of the ball to make sure the runner could not advance from third base. And then over at first base, Brady Burrell with a nice pick. So there are two outs now. Tyler Wittenberg is the batter, as the Evergreens are trying to get Wisconsin Rapids to waste a leadoff triple. That would be a moral victory for Ryan Kell. But the Evergreens need, of course, are actual victories, but that will come only if they score some more runs. Here's the pitch, up high for a ball. With two outs now, the Evergreens can play the infield back. So the Evergreens, you know, if you follow baseball a lot, when you bring the infield in, of course, you're trying to prevent giving up additional runs. But on hard hit ground balls, you just increase the batter's batting average. The percentage of hitting one through the infield just goes up exponentially when the infield is in. By definition, defensively, you're living dangerously. Pitch there from Kell is on the outside corner. It's one ball, one strike. So the Evergreens rolled the dice there, and so far it's paid off. Infield back now. One ball, one strike, two outs with that runner on third. Here's the pitch, and it's just blooped into right field. That's a nice piece of hitting. It's a base hit, and it does bring in the run for Tyler Wittenberg. Wittenberg just reached out and flicked at that ball and sent it into right field. Was hit right in between the first baseman and the second baseman and dunked right in front of the right fielder, Sean Lutke. An RBI single with two outs for Tyler Wittenberg. And Rapids has scored six of their seven runs in this ball game with two outs. So they get back the run that they gave up to the Evergreens, and here comes Jared Halber. With that RBI single from Wittenberg, our score is now 7-1. Jared Halber is 0-2. He did walk and was left stranded back in that fourth inning. And here comes Ryan Kell's pitch. Runner is going, hit and run. Bounce to third base, and it goes up the heel of Cody Cocker's glove, and everybody's safe. That's going to be an error for Cody Cocker. It'll be the fourth error of the ball game for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Hit and run, putting the ball in play, and Cody Cocker was unable to come up with that ground ball to the left side. So the inning continues, and Derek Kriskowski comes up. Runners on first and second now. Four more errors in this game, on top of the eight errors. That's right, eight that the Evergreens committed in their extra inning loss to Walsall West last night. Still two outs, so Ryan Kell can get out of this without any further damage if he can get Darryl Kriskowski. First pitch to him is up high. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest Sports. 1-0 pitch, Kell to Kriskowski. Out in front of that, it's one ball and one strike. Cloudy skies here at Simon Field, but after so much rain and after some of that snow that disrupted the late part of April and early part of May, we'll take it. Rain arrives tonight into tomorrow. Field, though, in very good condition considering the amount of water that's taken. One ball, one strike, bounced off the glove of pitcher Sean Lutke. Shortstop fields it, throws over to first, and the runner is safe. That's going to be an infield hit. Pitcher Ryan Kell tried to get up high and stop that ball that was bouncing over his head. He got a glove on it, and all that did was slow it down so that shortstop Alex Kell could not make a play. And Wisconsin Rapids has done a lot of damage in this ball game with two outs. Derek Kriskowski's infield single loads up the bases with Red Raiders. Tyler Wittenberg is at third. Jared Halber is at second. And Derek Kriskowski's at first. Here comes Brady Jackin. Jackin struck out twice, 0-3, and here's a wild pitch that's down in the dirt, and the runner's going to score. In fact, it went far enough away from the catcher, there was almost thought about trying to bring a second run around. No, that runner will hold at third. Another run comes in. It's 8-1. Tyler Wittenberg scores on Ryan Kell's wild pitch. And now the runners have also moved up on the bases, so there are runners at second and third. Brady Jackin waits on a 1-0 pitch, fouls that one back. It's one ball, one strike. Rapids has scored a single run in the second, five runs in the fourth, and two are in here in the sixth, and we're not done yet. Ryan Kell looks in and is about to deliver his 1-1 pitch. Up high, holding off on it, two balls and a strike. One of the two runs in has been earned. Again, you know, Evergreens give up a tremendous number of unearned runs because the defense commits so many errors. 8-1 is our score, and here is the 2-1 pitch. That's a fastball strike on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Walsall's west side for 80 years, supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. All of your hunting needs at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. A soft line drive that's going to fall in right field. One run will come in. Two runs will come in, and the route is on. If it hasn't been blown open already, it's a route now. Wisconsin Rapids tallies for four runs total in the inning, and they lead 10-1. Brady Jackin didn't hit that one particularly hard. Just put the barrel of the bat on it and sent it into right center field for a 2 RBI, 2-out single. Jared Halber and Derek Kriskowski come in on Brady Jackin's RBI single. Casey Esselman will be the eighth Red Raider to bat. You know, you might ask, what are some of the differences between the first time these teams met, a 7-0 Evergreens win, and this game, which is now a 10-1 route for Wisconsin Rapids? Rapids are going to turn the table on the Evergreens today. Pickoff throw over to first, and the runner is back. One of the differences is pitching. Brady Burrell was the opening day starter. He is not available, having worked into the seventh inning in yesterday's ballgame. But Wisconsin Rapids, just much more timely hitting in this ballgame. Rapids looks a lot better at the plate than when we first saw them. This pitch has popped up behind home plate and is a foul ball for a strike. And the Evergreens bats, to be perfectly honest, the Evergreens are not as good a hitting team over the last couple of games than when they were earlier in the season. You know, when you're such an offensive-minded team as the Evergreens are, you know, things like the long week-and-a-half breaks in the season. I mean, twice the Evergreen season has come to a 9-game halt because of snow and rain and poor field conditions. I mean, when you hit, you just want to be out there every day. The Evergreens have not had that consistency in their season, and as a result, they haven't had that consistency at the plate. Pitch there from Ryan Kell is up high. It's one ball, one strike. I would imagine that Ryan Kell is going to be asked to close out this ballgame. The Evergreens may not want to use any more pitching. Or if they do, they may be bringing over maybe a JV pitcher. Over at the junior high school, the JV game between D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids is on now. I don't think the Evergreens want to use more regular pitching with another conference game coming up against Wisconsin Rapids. Fastball there is on the outside corner. And Ryan Kell gets ahead, one ball and two strikes to Casey Esselman. Esselman, two singles. He scored two runs in the ballgame. Evergreens have been out-hit today 8-3. Yep, Evergreens bats cold for the moment. 1-2 pitch. Let's see if Kell can get out of it. No, not on that pitch. Pitch is inside. Casey Esselman skipped out of the way of it. It's two balls, two strikes. This is not the game the Evergreens were hoping for after giving up that big lead to Walsall West. And, you know, the frustrating thing about yesterday's game, you know, the Evergreens built that 7-0 lead. And I didn't really think that the Evergreens were going to be threatened in the ballgame. Two-strike hitting. This has popped up to the infield. Calling for it is shortstop Alex Kell. Kell makes the catch. Wisconsin Rapids sends eight batters to the plate and gets four more runs. At the end of 5.5, it's Wisconsin Rapids 10, D.C. Everest 1.
Behind
back
every
after these messages on
good
Fox.
Teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better.
Yeah, four hits. Welcome back to Simon Field, where the Evergreens are ready to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning in a game that has suddenly become not all that competitive. D.C. Everest trails by 9. The score is Wisconsin Rapids 10, D.C. Everest 1. Here comes Wyatt Brown, 1-for-2. Brown was left stranded at third base after leading off the fourth with a single. Matt White is out to work his sixth inning of work. First pitch is up high to Wyatt Brown. Evergreen's out hit 9-3 in the ball game to this point. The Evergreens have committed four more errors to Wisconsin Rapids 1. Pitch to Wyatt Brown is high. Two balls and no strikes. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman wishes all area athletes a successful season. 2-0 pitch to Wyatt Brown, that's a strike. And Glenray Radiators, quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray. Glenray Radiators serving the community since 1964. Matt White, pitcher for Rapids, looks like he wants to pick up the tempo here. Misses inside to Wyatt Brown. It's three balls and one strike. The Evergreen season got off to a much better start than what we've seen these last couple of games. Things look so promising. Wyatt Brown, line drive up the middle, gets through for a base hit. Wyatt Brown's got himself a second hit for the ball game. That ball was almost snagged by pitcher Matt White and then almost corralled by shortstop Jared Halber, who couldn't quite get to it. Ball went into the outfield, and Wyatt Brown is starting to heat up a little bit. Brown came into the game hitting 179, but he's gone 2-for-3 here, and he's aboard first base. See if we can get Mike Plaza going. Plaza hitless yesterday, and so far hitless today. Grounded out and flied out. None out and a runner on, bottom of the sixth, and Mike Plaza swings and misses for strike one. Our brand new scoreboard still has a couple of issues. We talked about this for our first Saturday at Simon Field, our doubleheader against Appleton East. The new scoreboard had been put up. It was successfully erected. Here's a line drive into center field. There's a base hit for Mike Plaza. And Wyatt Brown holds at second base. The Evergreens start off the sixth inning with back-to-back hits. Our scoreboard had communications problems. He wasn't communicating with the control module that's up here in the press box. So for our season opener, we played with no scoreboard. And our scoreboard today, the indicator for at-bat, some of the lights are out, some of the LED displays. So that's didn't come out of the factory quite right. Here comes Zach Hancock. Hancock walked and grounded out. He bats here with runners on first and second and none out, and he takes strike one. And for a couple of times in today's ball game, our scoreboard has just suddenly gone dim for a moment and then has come back. Like the electric may not be quite right. Like with all new things, there are bugs to be worked out. Hancock swings and misses. No balls and two strikes. Of course, for our crew up here in the press box, the scoreboard is new technology. Each one of these is a little bit different. The scoreboard looks great. But, you know, it's got a different controller and, you know, how you post the runs and hit and errors and the man who's at bat, that's all different from the way it used to be. Pitch is down low, one ball and two strikes. And the old scoreboard here at Simon Field really did need to be replaced. A lot of lights are out, and then eventually it becomes difficult to find the new bulbs and the new parts. So there were some parts of the old scoreboard that were permanently out. 1-2 pitch, and that's outside. 2-2 now to Zach Hancock. Sean Lidke is the on-deck batter for the Evergreens. Rapids using the big inning today. They got five runs in the fourth and four more in the sixth. They're up 10-1. Pitch here is fouled off down the first base line. It's two balls, two strikes. Evergreen's trying to get a little something going here with back-to-back singles from Wyatt Brown and Mike Plaza. And, you know, the frustrating thing, or maybe the concerning thing for Evergreen's fans and coaches, too, is that the Walsall West and Wisconsin Rapids games that the Evergreens are in danger of losing, were the easy games this week. Pitches outside 3-2. Marshfield is the tougher of the three teams the Evergreens are scheduled to play. The Tigers have won seven of their first nine games this season. 3-2 pitch, fouled back into the screen. We'll do it again. Marshfield Tigers want to contend for conference title honors. Stevens Point Panthers may have something to say about that. The Panthers are the best team in the conference because of their pitching. They are a pitching-rich program. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch, flicked to the shortstop. It is caught behind second base. Runners safely retreat, and that is the first out. Zach Hancock just got the bat on the ball there and flew out behind second base to the shortstop, Jared Halber. Runners do not advance. And here comes Sean Lutke. Lutke has singled and is grounded out. He was the starting pitcher and stands to take the loss unless the Evergreens have a big, big comeback in them. Sean Lutke for the season now is 7 of 21. Takes his turn now against left-handed pitcher Matt White. This is lefty against lefty, and that's a base hit into right field. Was it hit too hard? Nope, right fielder bobbles it. Evergreens are going to try and score a run, and the run comes in. The Evergreens have made it 10-2. Sean Lutke with the third hit of the inning for D.C. Everest to right field. Think we're going to give him credit for the RBI, too. Yes, we will, even though the ball was bobbled briefly by Derek Kraskowski. The Evergreens were going to score that run with Wyatt Brown's speed regardless. So Sean Lutke will get himself an RBI. And Brady Burrell now takes his turn. Burrell batting with one out. Runners on first and second, and the Evergreens have one in. Our score is 10-2, so the Evergreens have to do a little more than that. Maybe there's a lesson from the Walsall West Warriors. The Warriors down 7-0, never say die. Here's a fly ball into left center field. Left fielder is moving over. Casey Esselman make catch, and Brady Burrell is the second out of this sixth inning. Evergreens are going to send up a pinch hitter here. With two outs and two men on, Jordan Ellenbecker is going to bat. And if the Evergreens have any hope of coming back from this big deficit, Jordan Ellenbecker has to keep this inning going. And the Evergreens are going to have to score a few more runs just to give themselves a fighting chance when the seventh inning comes around. There are two outs now. One run is in. But again, it just seems like the damage has already been done in this ballgame. Wisconsin Rapids is leading 10-2. So let's see what Jordan Ellenbecker can do against Matt White. No action in the Rapids bullpen. This is White's game. Ellenbecker takes strike one. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by our new website, everythingevergreens.com. Post your pictures there if you're at the game. Use the hashtag DCEverest. Just before our game, I posted our view from the broadcast center. You can see some of my equipment and broadcast facilities here. Swing and a miss. Looking out on Simon Field. If you come to the game, take pictures, have an Instagram account, share your pictures with everyone at the Everything Evergreen site. Again, hashtag DC Everest. We have our daily Evergreens blog, podcast schedule, broadcast schedule on Fox Sports Radio, all at everythingevergreens.com. Pitch is on the outside corner. That's strike three. Jordan Ellenbecker is looking to end the inning. The Evergreens get one run on three hits. We move to the seventh. Wisconsin Rapids leading the Evergreens 10-2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with fire in MLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
We've reached the top of the seventh inning, and the Evergreens are about to use their third pitcher. Here comes Bryce Hines for D.C. Everest. Hines is going to face 5, 6, and 7 in the Wisconsin Rapids batting order. Matt White, Caleb Shore, and Colton Niemann. So Hines will come in to pitch in what, well, should be kind of a low-pressure situation with his team trailing by 8 runs, 10-2. Haven't seen Bryce Hines pitch in a while. In fact, I think we have to go back to the Merrill game, or maybe he pitched 2 weekends ago in the doubleheader when Appleton East came to town. The first game of that doubleheader, which seems like forever ago because we had all the rainouts in between them, was the last time the Evergreens were in the win column. It was game one of that doubleheader, which the Evergreens won 11-4. Here comes Bryce Hines to face Matt White, and the first pitch is over for strike one. Bryce Hines, another left-handed pitcher for the Evergreens. And they send him out here to face left-handed batting Matt White. Here's the pitch. And Hines misses down low. Hines has pretty good velocity. He wheels back and flings that ball towards home plate. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union, reminding you that you step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Out in front of that, fouls it off his foot, and Matt White is down in the count. One ball and two strikes. We have another big high school baseball game on Fox Sports Radio. Wausau East trying to recover from their 13-2 loss last night at Appleton North takes on Rhinelander on the road. Lumberjacks baseball after the Evergreens are done. That pitch is fouled off down the first base line. It's 1-2. So Wisconsin Rapids today likely to break their three-game losing streak. The Evergreens likely to now have their losing streak extended to three games. Unless there's eight runs in the offing with three outs remaining. And that all assumes that Bryce Hines holds the score where it is. Hines has just missed up high with a fastball. It's two balls and two strikes. Yeah, Hines has that reach back and fling it kind of delivery. But Bryce Hines also is kind of a slow worker. Takes a lot of time getting himself composed in between pitches. Here is his 2-2 pitch. That's strike three on the outside corner. Bryce Hines has just struck out Matt White. And White finishes his day 0-3. Like most pitchers, though, Matt White will talk much more about his win. Matt White stands to be the winning pitcher, evening up his record at 1-1 against these Evergreens for the season. Here comes Caleb Shorer. Shorer with a line drive into right center field. He had a triple his last time, and this one is going to get into the gap. He'll have himself a stand-up double. Sean Lutke came over and cut it off to keep it from going to the wall, or else Caleb Shorer would have back-to-back triples. So Shorer is 3-for-3 in the ballgame, and he had two hits the last time that these teams met. So Caleb Shorer has been feasting off Evergreen's pitching. Going to have a pinch hitter here as Dave Stoltz will bat for Colton Niemann. Niemann was 1-for-2, and now Stoltz will take his first at bat with a duck on the pond and one out. Again, Rapids has built up this lead with the big inning. They lead 10-2. And Bryce Hines is looking in now at catcher Mason Hagenbusher and comes set. Here's his first pitch to Dave Scholes. Scholes checked his swing. No, he did not. It will cost him a strike. Tried to hold off on that high pitch that was up around the shoulders and could not. Wausau East already has 5 wins on the season. It's a little deceptive because a lot of those wins are out-of-conference games against lesser opponents. Their opponent today, Rhinelander, may fall into that category, too. So Wausau East, with a reasonable and manageable schedule, have been piling up a couple of W's over the course of the season. Wausau East Lumberjacks baseball follows our D.C. Everest broadcast. 0-1 pitch here, and here it comes. That's on the outside corner. And Bryce Hines works ahead in the count to Dave Stoltz, 0-2. Nick Jackin, the designated hitter, is on deck. In fact, we may have a pinch hitter there. In fact, I see a pinch hitter on deck waiting for Wisconsin Rapids, assuming that the inning continues. Rob Jenks, who had been playing field and was DH'd for, is going to get a chance to hit. Again, he's in the on-deck circle. 0-2 pitch here to Dave Stoltz. Just missed up high. It's one ball and two strikes. Can close our line on Ryan Kell, who worked 2 innings. Kell came on in relief of starter Sean Lutke. He worked the 5th and 6th innings. He allowed 4 hits and 4 runs, but only 2 of those runs were earned. Ryan Kell struck out 2 and did not walk a batter. 1-2 pitch. Runner's got a big lead at second base, and that one's fouled off. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Wisconsin Rapids, with the big lead, doesn't seem all that interested in running. Evergreens in the bottom of the 7th have 9-1-2 in their batting order awaiting Alex Kell, Mason Hagenbusher, and Cody Conker, which all seems kind of academic with the Evergreens in a deep, deep hole here. 1-2. Pitch there, outside corner. That's the second strikeout for Bryce Hines. With Dave Stoltz retired, here comes another pinch hitter. Robbie Jenks will take his turn. Yeah. Jenks has played center field the entire ball game, but he was being DH'd for up until now. So at this point of the game, Jenks will get an opportunity to bat for himself with two outs and a runner on second base. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center walk-in care. Open in Walsall Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So Jenks, who has played the field but has not had a chance to bat, would love to get himself an RBI with a single here. He's out in front of a fastball, swings and misses. Bryce Hines would love to have the moral victory of striking out the side here. Evergreens today have scattered six hits. Wyatt Brown, keep an eye on Wyatt. Wyatt is heating up. 2 for 3 in the ballgame after getting off to such a slow start. And Sean Lidke is 2 for 3 as well. But again, the Evergreens defense has been problematic. Fastball strike on the inside corner. Jenks is down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Now, the Evergreens graduated their number one and number two pitchers last year. So the pitching has been a question mark. Defense, and it's been a sometimes thing so far this season. Evergreens have to outslug other teams, and the two runs the Evergreens have in today is just not going to do it. The team's not going to win that way. Eye from Bryce Hines, it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. You know, the Evergreens also had a lot of games rained out against non-conference opponents, games that could have been confidence builders and chances to work on things like pitching and defense. Evergreens have had games canceled against Rhinelander and the team from Gladstone, Michigan. Shawnee was a game that was canceled. Medford and Mosinee, those are all games where the Evergreens would have been favored to win. And all those games rained or snowed or just wetted and swamped out. So instead, the Evergreens plunge headlong into the tougher part of their Wisconsin Valley Conference schedule, and the results so far have not been all that good. 2 balls and 2 strikes, that pitch was inside from Bryce Hines. 2-2-2, here comes the pitch, swing and a miss. Bryce Hines has struck out the side. Wisconsin Rapids does not score in their half of the seventh inning. It's the last at-bat coming up for D.C. Everest, and they trail Wisconsin Rapids 10-2. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Simon Field, where we have reached the bottom of the seventh inning. It's been another disappointing day for Evergreens fans. DC Everest trails by 8 runs. Matt White, the pitcher for Wisconsin Rapids, is going to leave the game after working 6 innings. He's in line to get the win, and he'll give way to Preston Witt, who has come on to work the seventh. Preston Witt has an unusual delivery. He's almost straight overhand, and he's a right-handed pitcher. So it's the first time the Evergreens will see a righty after having to deal with Matt White, a lefty. We can close out our line here on Matt White. He worked 6 innings. He scattered 6 hits. He allowed 2 runs. Both of them were earned. 3 strikeouts for Matt White. And Matt White walked 1 batter. Again, Matt White leaves the ballgame with an 8-run lead and is in line to be the winning pitcher. Now it is Preston Witt to pitch against batter Alex Kell here in the bottom of the seventh. And Kell, first ball hitting, bounced hard to third. Nice pick by Caleb Shore at third and throws him out. Shorer played a tough hop there and had a good glove, good reflexes to get that ball into the mitt and then throw over to first base. One pitch and one out as Alex Kell will finish the day 0 for 3. And here comes Mason Hagenbusher, who is also 0 for 3. Hagenbusher, after three hits in yesterday's game against Walsall West, did to reach on an error back in the fifth inning. That is the only miscue that Wisconsin Rapids has committed. And he is first ball hitting and fouls that ball back. Cody Cocker is on deck, unless the Evergreens opt to let someone else get a turn at bat in this ballgame. Cocker is 0 for 3. So again, the top couple of spots in this Everest batting order, which had been hot, have gone cold here. And Mason Hagenbusher swings and misses. He's down in the count, no balls and two strikes. We'll wrap up our ball game, give you a post-game summary, take you through some of how it got the way it is. Not a lot of highlights to talk about in a game where your team is trailing by 8 runs. Pitch is down low here, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. We'll preview the upcoming games next week. Now, the Evergreens scheduled to play Marshfield on Thursday. Again, with rain in the forecast Wednesday, you wonder what the field is like. Friday is an open day for a makeup. Pitches inside to Mason Hagenbusher, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And I guess should the Evergreens have to, they do this as a last resort, they could play on Saturday. Saturday is prom night, so a lot of these players have plans. The athletic department has scheduled some other games. I think they've got softball and soccer on Saturday, playing at 10 in the morning. So if they would play, this would be an early game on Saturday. This is popped up on the infield. Second baseman Colton Neiman goes back and makes the catch. And the Evergreens are down to their final out. Evergreens, of course, with all these rainouts, would just like to play. I mean, should the game get rained out on Thursday, which is a possibility, then the Evergreens would have Brady Burrell as a starting pitcher on one more day's rest if we go again on Friday. Of course, that is all depending on what plans Mother Nature has for us. Cody Cocker will bat with 2 outs as Preston Witt tries to end the ballgame and get this final out. Cody Cocker, first ball swinging, line drive to center field. Center fielder dives, cannot make the catch, and it rolls by him. In fact, backed up there, keeping Cody Cocker to a single. Diving for the ball there was center fielder Robbie Jenks. Jenks had to go off his glove. He was trying to make a circus catch out there. It is a hit for Cody Cocker. But because the ball went off his glove, it didn't roll all that far away. And here comes Wyatt Brown, who is 2 for 3. And again, even though the game is not really in doubt, you'd love to see Wyatt Brown hit some more, see that he's really getting on track. And he's facing fastball pitcher Preston Witt. So Wyatt Brown, I think, is going to get his rips in here. Should Wyatt Brown deliver a hit, he'd be 3 for 4 today, and it'd be his best game of the season at the plate. Wyatt Brown takes a strike. There are 2 outs, and we're playing the bottom of the 7th and final inning here. Wisconsin Rapids leading D.C. Everest 10-2. This game got broken open when Wisconsin Rapids, already leading 6-1, got 4 runs in the 6th inning. It's not been close since then. Wyatt Brown swings and misses over the top of a fastball here. And Wyatt Brown is down to his final strike. Runner on first with 2 outs, bottom of the 7th inning, as Wisconsin Rapids is looking to close out the Evergreens. 0-2 pitch, Wyatt Brown swings and misses, and the ball game is over. Congratulations to the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. They lost to Everest 7-0 back in April. They're on the other side of a lopsided score in May. Rapids 10, D.C. Everest 2. Let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back to wrap up today's ball game. Then it's off to Rhinelander for Walsall East Lumberjacks baseball against the Hodaks. Back in 2 minutes with a final recap on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans.